Hey, Bant Sports Ooze listeners, you can find us every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Like, and what makes me laugh, yeah, is that walking Malteser, that Jamaican Zordon fam. Do you know what I mean? Instead of him saying what's really on his chest,
they'll try and find reasons to kind of...
Kai Havertz, I think it's a good deal. Because he can play on the right where Saka used to play.
What are you talking about? The man might be able to used to run in the German league. Remember, even Sancho was skinning man on the wing in the German league, yeah? But the Premier League is a different thing, fam.
It is.
He can't play there.
He can't.
Might look like Peter Crouch on the right
he
wing. What are you talking
there.
About?
Brothers, the destruction, no, we're oozing on the net. There's no other that you'd rather bounce, but ooze, no, we the best. Shelling on the pod this weekly. Comedy gold on your TV, smash that like, touch a button like Vodka. Ready for the show, my G's, you see me? I said it's bounce, sports ooze. I said it's bounce, sports ooze. I said it's bounce, sports ooze. Main event, extra to Rony 2. I said it's bounce, sports ooze. I said it's bounce, sports ooze. I said it's bounce, sports ooze. Express them rats, let me build that.
Jeez, arm expressions, genetically jacked, athletically stacked, half man, half amazing, modern day Mac fan. And I'm with my brother, from the same mother, Ranceroni Escobar, you know he's Banstradamus. And welcome to the only podcast where you're gonna hear banter, you're gonna hear sports, and it's oozing sauce. Bant Sports Ooze episode
95, like the Air Max, blood. What
Jeez.
You telling me, fam?
Madeironi, what you telling me, fam?
I'm good, fam. I'm good. I can't complain still.
My days, bro. You better mind I don't throw some white spirit on you, blood, and see that paint come off. How tight is that hoodie, blood?
Bro, it's not tight, bro.
Bro, it is.
This is a large.
No, that is an extra.
This is a large, extra small, bro.
Blood. Don't lie,
it's
fam.
It's a large. It's just that, bro. It's just that it's got no sleeves. Large shorts, large top, blood. Man's keeping the physique covered here until the summer, bro. I'm wearing large clothes, oversized, bro.
What is you going on, Rony,
blood?
Man's
going to hit them with the madness, bro. The Vegeta, blood. I'm
man
telling
said powerhouse
you,
Hobbs and that, blood.
Yeah,
I can't.
Yeah, bro. But we're cooking, bro. You know what I'm saying? We're cooking.
Oh, what are you saying? Good week?
Yeah, it's been all right still. It's been all right. Can't complain. Just been busy, fam.
No, I hear you, blood. Off season, do you know what I'm saying, fam? No. I think this will probably be like the first episode where there was no football on, blood.
Yeah.
Because obviously Nations League, man, don't watch that, fam.
Yeah, facts.
Like, do you know what I mean? Have you been keeping up with that? I haven't.
Bro, the final yesterday, imagine, I text...
The final's happened already.
Yeah, bro, I text Skignito, yeah? And I said to him, I was like, bro, I'm not watching this. It's got 0-0 written all over it, blood. And then there was penalties last night. You know them ones there, bro. Spain versus Croatia went to penalties. I don't even know who won, bro. Like...
Bro, I swear down, yeah. The only time I want to see Spain versus Croatia if it's like a bikini modelling contest, blood. You know them with death, fam.
That's not a bad shout,
blood.
You know what I mean?
That's it, blood. I don't know nothing about that.
The underdogs, man, but they're dark horses, blood. I'm telling you.
Well, let's get into the transfers, fam. Mm. You know, like that, blood. Because I'm telling you this, bro. Like, when Arsenal made the Champions League, fam. You see, you know when Arsenal made the Champions League, the amount of chest that them man had, you would have thought that they were signing Kylian Mbappe, fam. You know that? Jude Bellingham, fam. You know them way there, fam. Honestly, all summer, all I was hearing is, oh, we're Arsenal, double deal. Rice and Caicedo, fam. Caicedo, blood. You know them way there? They went from that to bigger fish to fry Havertz, blood. You know them way there, fam. That German Statue of Liberty, blood. Neil from the Inbetweeners, blood. You know, like that. You know what I don't get, yeah? Bruv, Arsenal and Chelsea, they're supposed to be rivals, blood. They're doing
Chelsea
business.
Chelsea just give Arsenal all the players they don't want.
Fam, McDonald's and Burger King have not got a Mac Whopper, blood. You know them way there. Coke and Pepsi don't work together, fam. What's going on, blood? Do you know what I mean? Like, literally, yeah? Arsenal walk up to Chelsea. Like, anytime Chelsea need money, they literally go to North London, straight to Arsenal, rob the bank, you know, like that. They pimp out their players to them, fam. Arsenal like, can I have some more, please? Oliver Twist FC, fam. Do you know what I mean? These men are supposed to, bro, listen. Chelsea's got to be their parent club. They have to be.
Yeah, but
you know,
like
when man plays football
thing,
manager.
Like, when you think about it, yeah, Arsenal trying to do this London rivalry thing with Chelsea. Chelsea don't see them as a threat, so they give them players. City don't see them as a threat, so they give them players.
Bro. Bruv,
Chelsea and City aren't giving Man United players. Bro. They're not giving us... They would not give us their players, blood. Do you understand? And that tells you, yeah, how little of a threat that teams really see Arsenal as, even after what they done last season. Bro. No one's taking them seriously, bro.
These man made the Champions League just to be shopping at the car boot sale, blood. Do you know what I mean, fam? What happened to Selfridges, fam? What happened to Harrods? What's going on? Now, somebody tell me what's going on, blood.
It's crazy.
Do you know what I mean, fam? Because these man are just getting leftovers. That's what they're getting. Like Havertz, Havertz ain't better than Odegaard. Do you get me, fam?
But bro, apparently they're trying to play Havertz in the Granit Xhaka role even deeper. Bro. Like, bro, it's what, like this player's played eight positions for Chelsea. None of them have banged, yeah? And now they're trying to play him in the pivot now instead of Granit Xhaka, bro.
Bro, how much did Chelsea buy him from Leverkusen? Yeah, he was sourcing for 72 Leverkusen.
72 million euros, you know what I mean? I believe, which is about 60. I'd say it's about 65 million, and they're going to sell him to Arsenal for 60, bro.
But that's what I'm saying.
They're making their money back.
Arsenal are paying 60 million for Kai Havertz, blood. You know them way there, fam. It makes no sense, blood. These man, the same team that paid like what? 12, was it 8 million or something for Jorginho when he had 1 year left?
Yeah, bro. And then he didn't even play in the end, brother. Now they're going to bring Havertz in as well. Bro, it's
think
crazy.
About it. How many man, yeah, have gone from Chelsea to Arsenal in the Premier League era? Just think about it. Off my head, I'm remembering Cech, Giroud,
Gallas.
Willian, Gallas, David Luiz, Jorginho.
Bruv, that's nearly a starting 11,
Who else, blood? Now, there's more. There has to be.
I know there is. There has to be.
There's more.
There has to be.
What's his name? Was it Diarra?
Lasana Diarra.
Diarra? Yeah, Diarra. See, how do I even remember that, blood?
I don't know how you remember that, bro.
Who else, blood?
Ashley Cole went the opposite way,
yeah,
so
yeah,
it doesn't
Ashley
count.
Cole, blood.
Yeah. He actually left to win trophies.
Yeah, big did Petit go Chelsea?
Petit came from Chelsea. No, he went, yes.
Yeah, blood! Yeah, Manuel Petit, blood.
Manu Petit did
Manuel
go Chelsea.
Manuel Petit, fam.
Manu Petit did go to
bro,
Chelsea.
Bro, that's nine.
But
that's...
he went from Arsenal to Chelsea because he was okay. With Patrick Vieira, so I don't think that counts either.
Okay. All right, that's nine. That's nine that I've got on, but there's probably
but still
more.
Enough players.
There's probably more, fam.
Guys, let us know
below.
In the chat. Like, you'll know.
Yeah,
comment
below. You will know. Do you know them way there, fam? Because
oh, yeah, Nelka went from Arsenal to Chelsea, not the other way around, so that don't count.
Okay. There's a few, innit?
But yeah, there's...
Bro, how did I count that many, like, just like that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
These men are supposed to be rivals, fam. Mm. It's supposed to be The Rock versus Stone Cold Steve Austin, blood. Mm. Do you know them way there? But these men are like the Usos. Like, nah, big man ting, fam. These men are doing a Samoan war dance together,
yeah,
blood.
That's true,
do you know
man.
What I mean, fam? I can't believe this. Like, what's going on? This is the Premier League.
Yeah,
do you know
true.
What I mean? Obviously, Chelsea don't mind because Chelsea would rather Todd Bowie up front than Kai Havertz.
They always
you know
get
I mean?
The better end of the deal every time.
Trust me, Chelsea would put up that flipping Stars and Stripes Boris Johnson up front sooner than Kai Havertz. Blood, man, dead food. Mm. Do you know what I mean? I think he's had like, how many appearances for Chelsea? Like maybe 70-something or whatever. And the man scored like, I think like 30 goals or...
No, but you know what it is,
I don't
yeah?
know, blood.
It's because he scored that Champions League goal. That's why everyone's raving up. But bro, he's been near undeniable flop at
yep.
Chelsea because he came in as a wonder kid, innit?
Yep.
And he hasn't done jack shit, so
yep.
It's very funny to see how he's playing out. And for him to get a move to a team that finished second in the league, yeah, and pushed City right until maybe the last month of the season from a team that finished in 11th or 12th, his agent deserves a pay rise.
But shouldn't
I don't
it be
know how
Arsenal?
He's done it.
But shouldn't it be Arsenal, yeah, that are... buying these players that, you get me, these players. Remember, they're in the Champions League. So why are they making his dreams come true, blood?
It's weird,
like, I'm confused. Shouldn't it be the other way around?
And the thing is, you know what's mad about that situation is, yeah? I don't know, yeah, because Arteta, in the big moments, he hasn't made the right decisions. I don't know if this is Arteta admitting that Gabriel Jesus can't lead a line for a championship-winning team.
He can't, bro.
But then neither can Havertz. But so it's like, what are you doing?
Bro, I think maybe he's going to play 11 and a half players, blood, or something like that next season. Because remember,
Jesus
plays most of the time on the floor anyway.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying, blood? Trust me. So it's one of them ones where he could just do his thing, blood. You know what I mean? He could just lie down, blood. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
4-4-3, blood. Shout out Todd, blood.
Yeah,
you know
bro.
The ones there. Maybe he's going to play Jesus and Havertz.
Yeah,
blood.
Probably. Do you know what I'm saying, bruv? Like, and what makes me laugh, yeah, is that walking Malteser, that Jamaican Zordon fam. Do you know what I mean? Instead of him saying what's really on his chest,
they'll try
like,
and find reasons
oh,
to kind
of... Oh, Kai Havertz, I think it's a good deal because he can play. He can play on the right where Saka used to play.
What are you talking about? The man might be able to used to run in the German league. Remember, even Sancho was skinning man on the wing in the German league, yeah? But the Premier League is a different thing, fam. It is. He can't play there.
He can't.
Might look like Peter Crouch on the right he wing. What are you talking
there.
About?
Can't
Do you know
there.
Them way there, fam? Now, honestly, blood, like...
You know what, though?
I'm not scared of them signing Havertz.
You know what, though? If he signed Kai Havertz and his psychology is, yo, Havertz is cover for Saka on the left, on the right, because they do need that.
And
he can also play up front. And he can also play in the 10 like Odegaard.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the psychology, but he's still not good enough.
He's not bad.
But I do understand
it. It's third-party insurance, fam. It ain't comprehensive cover.
No, bro, but 60 million for a squad player, less of that. You know them ones there? Like, but bro, I understand. If that's the psychology of the manager where he says, listen, I don't have cover for Saka, which he doesn't. He doesn't really have cover for Odegaard in that position, and he doesn't have a proper striker
role.
Exactly.
Xhaka should be, I think Xhaka's leaving to Leverkusen.
Yes.
And then I hear Partey's got 2 years left on his deal, and he's trying to leave.
They're trying to get Partey out because I reckon they think he's going to get sanctioned.
I think he's got 2 years left on his Arsenal deal, but he could have like 5 years left somewhere else, blood. You know what I mean? So he's probably trying to join Quincy Promise and that, blood, and be so he's not extradited.
But this is what I'm saying.
Big man thing, Promise will stab up his cousin.
You'll probably go to Russia, yeah, because I know that their man can't get extradited.
And the drug dealing, you know what I mean, fam? And he's living life.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean, fam? He's gone to assist Quincy Promise, blood. That's what he's got
Maybe he is
blood.
Trying to move to Russia so my man don't get deported and sent
Change
to jail.
Change his name to Rusev and that, blood. You know what I'm saying?
It could happen, bro. So, yeah, if they lose Partey and Xhaka, they're finished. Mm. You know the ones, because they're getting linked to Lavia now. They're getting linked with Declan Rice. The thing is with Arsenal, if they spend 100 million...
I think they'll get them both.
If they spend 100 million on Declan Rice, 60 million on Kai Havertz, that's 160 million. Arsenal, typically never spend more than 150, innit? And they've just finished second. So if they get Lavia for, say, 40 million, that's 200 M's. I don't see Arsenal spending 200 million in the window. But if they get money for Partey, then maybe they can reinvest some of that money. But really, they're not going to have any big money outgoings. So they're not going to spend more than 150 million net, I don't think, innit? So, it's going to be interesting to see what goes on. But, bro, it's not looking good for them. I'll be completely honest, innit? Their fans were super, super excited, thinking they were going to do the mad thing, but they're not, bruv.
But that's what I'm saying, fam. Like, you get me? Like, remember, they should be able to buy these players. They should... When I heard that they were buying Rice and Caicedo, I didn't think Partey or Xhaka were leaving. I thought they were just buying them.
You
get me? So, you're buying these players, but you're losing players too,
so you're not getting better.
And Xhaka had a season of his career last season,
should have kept him.
Do you know what I mean? Granite Justice, but he's looking like he's going Leverkusen. Partey looks like he's going wherever he's going, fam. You know what I mean? Looks like the Partey shot, blood. You know what I mean? Like popcorn, blood. You know what I mean? Touch your mat, man. Show me love. He's gone, blood. You know the way there? It's pink, fam. Do you know like that, fam? They're going to end up with flipping Fabio Viagra. Do you know what I mean? In the midfield, bruv. Man, like Teabag. You know them way there, blood, holding
it's
the back
pocket. It's his
time,
though. It's his time.
Yeah, it's Teabag's time, holding the back pocket in that,
they
fam.
Brought him in for times
35 million
like
for that scrub, and McAllister ended up going to Liverpool for the same price. Can you believe that? What business by Liverpool? You got to give it to them. What business?
It's
you know
true.
What I mean? But then the clapping ends there, blood. What happened to Jude Bellingham, fam?
That
what
was
happened?
Never happening, though.
No. Grizz Khan... You know them way there, fam. What's my brother's name? Let me get it right, fam. No disrespect. I find him hilarious, blood. Hilarious. What's his name, blood? The Middle Eastern Liverpool fam.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Is it like
Hussein, blood? Hussein.
I don't know why I had Hamza in my head. I don't know.
No, Hussam. That's it.
Hussam,
because I remember Flawless kept saying it.
Yeah.
Hussam. That's it. Hussam. Bro, he had to shave his head, fam.
That bro just shouts, blood.
Bro,
he had to shave his head. Why? Because he said that Bellingham was coming.
Gee, he had to shave his head like Jinder Mahal, blood. I'm telling you, fam. Nah, big man, the Maharaja. No, I'm serious, blood.
Why? Because he said Bellingham was coming.
Bro, he said Jude Bellingham, you know them way there, is coming to Liverpool.
This guy's not serious.
He ended up having
bro.
To shave his head.
This bear's not serious. Like, shout out my guy Grizz. Do you know what I mean? Because we go way back. You know them ones. But I told him, when man said he got sauces, man, it must have been mango chutney or something. Yeah, because,
bro.
I swear,
I was watching.
It's a mad thing.
I was watching Troops' podcast, blood. The brother went from Great Khali to Davari, blood. You get me? He shaved his head, blood. I couldn't believe it. Like, do you know what I'm saying?
Bro, it's peak, innit? Because they did think Jude was coming. But the thing is,
didn't they all have a song for him, blood?
Yeah, but hear the wickedest, though. If Liverpool got Champions League, they would have been in with a shout with Jude Bellingham. But the thing is, the thing I respect the most about Jude Bellingham is, he grew up a lifelong Liverpool fan.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, bun these, man, because they're shit. And I rate it. You know what? I rate it, bro. Like, bro, do you know how much respect I've got for that? Because the difference between him, like I was saying on my live stream, and someone like Paul Pogba, Pogba should have never come back to Man United. He should have gone Real Madrid.
Mm-hmm.
He came back to Man United because the nostalgia, I was there before, all this emotional shit. The
same like reason CR7, why, he should have never the came same back reason, to Man United.
He shouldn't have, for both of us.
He should have went to our top team, blood, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
For both of us. You know what I mean? He won trophies when he left. He hasn't won nothing since he's left us, but that's another ball game, innit? But,
he has. He met speed, blood.
But here the thing, yeah, it's like Jude has gone Real Madrid. He's going to win trophies. He's going to be playing in the biggest games. Pogba left Man United to go back to Juventus when he could have gone to another team again because of how his feelings. Fuck feelings, bro. Man, I need to win trophies.
Mm.
You know the ones. Jude was like, cool. I'm a lifelong Liverpool fan, but you know what? I'll go there later. Or if the ship sailed, they sailed, bro. Like, I've got to think about my career.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? And, bruv, Liverpool, who's going there?
Do you know what I like about it?
McAllister, that's
well.
The best of your window, you know. There's no one to sell at Liverpool to raise money. You don't have money to spend. Your owners are not going to spend money. You, man, are struggling, bro. I love it.
Do you know what I like about the Jude transfer as well, yeah?
What's that?
When he went to Real Madrid, blood, because obviously, like, growing up, I've seen, like, a few big players, David Beckham, Woodgate, McManaman, you know, all these men that have gone to thingy, Michael Owen. Mm. You've all seen them go to Real Madrid and have to just look like an idiot trying to speak Spanish and all of that. Bro. Mm. Jude said, fuck it, blood. Yeah. He said, am I a prick, fam? I didn't see him speak no blood. Spanish.
No, Hala Madrid,
that was it. Yeah, that was it. Hala Madrid, fam. You know them way there, bruv.
But, hey. But time's changed now, innit?
Oh, is it?
I think time's changed in a sense where, like, a lot more of their players will speak English now than back in the day.
So
you
if
know
you want a record deal, you don't have to dance on a table like Bobby Schmider anymore, yeah? Is that what you're saying?
No, but it's one of them ones. But you know what? I just rate it. Because normally before, they would have them go there with like a piece of paper.
Did
they
he
would
have
try
to do kick-ups and all them thing there?
Yeah, he done a few knees and that, and then just whatever. But
bro, his knee was taped like John Jones last time.
You know what I like about... But I like about Jude, he just kept it 100. He rolled there with his mum, dad, his brother... Do you know what I'm saying? He done the interviews, whatever, and they made quite a big fuss of him, which I liked because, like, they're treating him like a Galactico, innit? Like, for me, he's not a Galactico yet, yeah? But
here we go.
But he's not, but...
here we go.
No, but bro, I rate it, though. I rate that they're rating him like that because they don't typically rate English players, innit, over there. So the fact that they made that much of a fuss over him, I like it, and I really want him to do well.
I got a question. Do you think, yeah, you know, like the form that like Jude's been in, like these last couple of years, and that, and then Dele Alli when he was in complete top form, like Jude better than Alli in that form, even with the goals and that. Alli did score. Alli scored so many goals.
Dele Alli, yeah, is the best player, yeah, that I've seen, yeah, at that age, yeah, at that time. For
so
a
Jude,
long time,
so yeah, Ali
as good
Jude.
As Jude Bellingham was.
Yeah,
yeah.
I say
Dele
that, but
Ali,
no one.
Bro.
People are trying to the bias, bias. No, bro,
they're different kind
and
of players.
In the comments,
because Bellingham,
below, what would you say?
Bellingham was box to box, innit? I know, but he ain't got Ali's feet though. Like he's not like bro, like even when I was talking about this on my thing, like I had to pull
up. Spoken about it.
But I was speaking about Dele Alli, like in terms of how good he was. People don't understand, innit? You understand because you watch them every week.
Yeah.
But bro, when I pulled up the videos of Dele Alli and I show him, man, this is what Dele Alli was doing, bro. Man was binzing goals at Old Trafford. He was doing madness, yeah. Dele Alli was fucking, bruv, we
that
ain't
Crystal
seen
Crystal Palace goal, I'll never forget,
bro,
you know, when he flicked
yeah,
it over
yeah,
the
flicked
man's
it up
head
and the volley. Bruv, we haven't seen anything like Dele Alli in a long time, bro. Do you know what I mean? Just because he didn't do it for a long time, forget that. Like, when he was shooting for them couple seasons, there was no one near him. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, no one near him. So I think that people want to mistake longevity for, do you know what I mean? Like what man was actually doing. Dele Alli was doing fuckeries, bro.
He was cooking. Do you know what I mean? Him, Ericsson, bruv, bruv.
Alli was doing madness. So, like, no, I'm happy for Jude. I think that he'll do well at Real Madrid because he's going to be in a team that dominates possession. He'll get a lot of time on the ball in Spain. And he's got good feet for a big guy. Do you know what I mean? So, he'll do some very good things, man.
Their midfield is sorted.
Him,
like,
Tchouaméni, Camavinga. Camavinga's been playing at left-back at the moment, like as like an inverted left-back, but doing a lot better job than the fraud at Arsenal. But, like... It's one of them.
Hey, did you see? I completely forgot. Did you see him come out, blood, and Piers Morgan,
bruv,
fam?
I didn't even watch it yet, but when I saw he went on Piers Morgan, I was like, this bruv's not serious.
After they threw Ozil under the bus,
yeah?
Don't get me wrong, I'm not getting involved. But after they threw Ozil under the bus, I want to see the same. I want to see the same treatment. I want to see the same energy.
You won't.
Do you know
though.
Them with that? But nah, what you know what they're doing? They're posting happy birthday Arshavin and deleting it, blood. You know what I mean? Like Zinchenko's running the account. Do you know them way there? Like honestly, fam, don't get me wrong. Like, this is the only thing I'm gonna say on it is this, yeah. Zinchenko's got all of this chat, yeah, saying that he's doing more from over here, innit? Yeah, like from his social media. What are you talking about, bruv? Usyk was ready to fight, blood. Usyk was ready with the strap. Vladimir, what's his name?
You went back.
The brothers.
Klitschko, yeah.
The fighters. Klitschko's. Them man were busting straps, bro.
And Loma as well.
Do you know them? Yeah. Exactly, blood. You get me, fam? All of these men are there busting straps, yeah, and he's shedding tears. You know them way there. No, that's it. He's bottling Premier League, shedding tears, and these men are fighting for their country, innit? So if you want to be doing all of that, yeah, do more.
Yeah,
don't
but
be
you
sitting
know,
next
you know
to Piers. What are you going to do? What's Piers going to do, bro?
But you know what it is, yeah? Piers, like, he says he's an Arsenal fan, but then why would you even put Zinchenko in that situation in the first place? Do you know what I mean? Because it's like,
bruv,
it's stupid, it's divisive.
All Piers
like,
wants
what are you
is
doing?
Views.
That's all
blood.
He cares about. He don't care about nothing but
all
views
he wants
on himself.
Is views, bro. Do you know them way there. That's all he wants, and I don't blame Piers. I blame Zinchenko because you don't have to do that.
But the thing is, who's advising him?
Footballers don't turn up to half of these paid things that they go to, blood. Do you know what I mean? They're like, oh, I can't be bothered. They don't turn up to
but
that.
Like,
who's advising
him to advising
turn, up to,
turn
that,
up to that? This dumb.
Do you know
innit?
What I mean?
Arsenal ain't gonna do nothing because again, yeah, it don't suit the narrative. The narrative with the Ozil thing, it was different. Do you know what I'm saying? But with him, because of what the topic is, it's allowed. You know them one. The Ozil one wasn't allowed. And that's why, this is what I mean. These guys are all hypocrites, bro. Like, whether you like it or not, yeah.
Well, humanity is humanity, innit?
Yeah, but whether you like it or not, there's always certain agendas, yeah, that people are trying to push. Certain things you can talk on, certain things you can't. Just like when we were talking last week about the painted nails and that. I didn't realise that was a thing.
Yeah,
but,
it is.
You know what I mean? But, like, the fact is, yeah, like, again, certain agendas can be pushed, certain ones can't. Certain things you can say,
Drake did it, by
say.
The way, as well.
As well?
Yeah, he had some yellow painted nails.
I didn't even know
Drake,
that.
Blood, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
So that's what I mean. These men are not serious.
You know them.
But there you go. But that tells you everything you need to know. Do you know what I mean? There's always an agenda that needs to be pushed. There's certain things, yeah, that you'll talk about that will get you demonetized, and then you flip it the other way around, and you won't. Do you know what I'm saying? And this is what it is. It's a clear, when you see what you're not allowed to say and what you're not allowed to do, that is a prime indication of who's doing what. Do you know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is.
But
you know
who's
in
Fifth
control.
Amendment?
But fuck all that, man.
What is the Fifth Amendment?
When
just
you plead the
it.
Fifth, like that's what they say.
you know the Americans, when they want to say what they want, they'd be like, I plead. That's it. That's why I have to ask what it is.
The Fifth, that just means that, yeah, that like, cool, like I don't need to answer this.
Oh, is it?
You know them ones there.
Okay, so what's the one when they say you could just say what you want? Is it free speech, blood?
I think that's the...
Is that the Sixth Amendment?
I think that might be the second, or is that the right to bear arms is the second? I can't remember.
Blood, Portnoy taught me a new
word. You lot, let us know in the comments, because obviously freedom of speech, I think, is one. Do you know what I mean? But the right to bear arms is, I think, the second
amendment. To bear arms? What's that? To blow someone's brains out?
Yeah, to carry guns. It's in their institution,
bruv.
Constitution, even.
Some Caucasian woman blew a black woman's brains out for some iPad in America the other day, man. It was crazy, bro.
What do you mean for an iPad?
Bro, they were neighbors. You get me? They're neighbors. So say there's their two neighbors, yeah? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the kids were out. I think that they're saying that the white family, the woman was saying racial slurs towards the kids. Like, they're always troubling the kids, like, taking their stuff. Apparently, the woman took one of the kids' iPads, and then the mum went to get it, knocked on the door to get it, was knocking on the door saying, yo, can I get the iPad? And then, yeah, she got
smoked. What I mean about America? But this is why... Man can't live there, bro.
Bro, that's why, fam, I told Portnoy straight away from his Ferrari I wasn't moving over there to live there, blood. You know them way there.
Because it's brazy. You could be minding your own business, yeah. had your brains all over. Blood on the dance floor.
But that's what I'm saying, fam.
Bro.
You get me, blood. That man wanted the tumultuous expressions he's in, blood. You know, that's the new word that I learned from him. Blood, he taught me a new word, blood. Portnoy taught me a new word, fam. The tumultuous expressions he's in to move over to America, blood. I said, no way, fam. You get me, bro? I like my brains inside my hat. You know what I'm saying, fam?
I hear you, B.
Like, it's crazy, man. It's absolutely crazy. But let's move on.
No, shout out Jude Bellingham, though.
Yep, shout out Jude Bellingham. I know we went a bit left. Let's talk a bit about United, fam. Mason Mount, what's going on with that?
Nothing. Haven't heard anything, which is great. You know them ones. No news.
You don't want Eminem, bro. You don't want Stan.
No news is good news. You know them ones. No news is good news, man. Like, we got linked with a bid for him.
Mm-hmm. But it's because you got no... You're trying to get your owners.
No,
like,
but even so, we'll still have a recruitment structure, though.
Yeah.
And we got linked with...
You're going to pay on a check or something, and when the owner comes in, you'll clear it.
Nah. There'll still be a club account that they can start to do club transfers from, but they said that we got linked to a 50 million bid and we're not willing to bid more than 50 million, innit? And Chelsea said that they wouldn't accept 50 million anyway, so I think we're going to have to look elsewhere.
How much do they want?
They want like close to 70, bro.
For who, Black?
For Mason Mount, bro. Yeah. They want close to 70 million, which is great news for me because I don't want him.
Fucking hell, bro. You lot, the last thing you lot need is another Mason in your team, blood. You get me? You'll have three Masons if you get another one.
Yeah,
you know, I'm waiting there.
It's true, but yeah, beat, the other blood. Mason's meant to be coming back. The news coming out is that, yeah, he's meant to be coming back. There was news of sending him out on loan for a season, but the noise is starting to come out.
Nah, his name's Greenface, blood. You know them way there because like, he's pretty much like him and his gal with their toxic relationship, blue like Blueface and Chris Sean Rock, blood. We got to call him Greenface, innit?
That's funny, bro.
Blood, bruv, him and his gal been all through the... Bruv, it's Blueface.
They've been through everything.
Greenface, and I heard that they're engaged now, blood.
Yeah, and she's pregnant.
You see what I mean, blood?
Mm-hmm.
See, it could have happened that night. That's what I'm saying. It's crazy.
But this is what I'm trying to say. And this is why...
That means the baby could all be conceived and hear how it happened.
Yeah, but bro, but this is why people need to mind their own fucking business, bro. Mm. Do you understand? This is why people need to mind their own business. And this is why, yeah, like I said about the Rashford thing as well, yeah? When you have relationships...
Hold on. Don't just say Rashford and don't give him a round of applause like that because Rashford's the man, blood. You know,
I hear you. I hear you.
I've seen this guy's job, Rashford. You know them way.
You get me? But what I'm saying is, yeah... When you have public relationships, you have to have public breakups, innit? Because if you don't, then people might see you with the next thing and assume that you're doing something you shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
Do you understand? And this is exactly the same thing with Mason, yeah? It's like, don't have public relationships. Just keep your shit to yourself. Because when you do, yeah, and you're going through your fuckeries, now everyone's involved. Do you know what I mean? And now, even though you're cool and she's pregnant and you're engaged in that, bro, people are still in your business because you allowed them into your business in the first place.
Facts.
Do you understand? And that's what it is. And that's why... Bruv, that's why they say a private life is a happy life. Keep your shit to yourself, bro. Because no one can't talk about stuff that they don't know about.
Facts.
Do you know what I mean? And this is what it is. Too many of these people now want to live for the gram, show everyone their life, but then they want privacy. Doesn't make sense. If you want privacy, don't put it on the internet.
No, you're absolutely right.
It's that. You're do you know what I mean? Right. So now people are going to have an opinion on whatever you put on the internet. So if I put out a video and I have an opinion about something, I expect people to have an opinion on my opinion.
But that's what I'm saying. But that's why man keep my private life private.
But there you go.
That's why man are seeing me doing dating videos, doing X-Files videos, and just assuming I got no gal, blood.
Yeah.
Like, when's this guy going to settle down?
Yeah, assume.
You don't know what? Assume, blood.
Assume all you want.
Because my gal ain't with expressions. She's with me.
Yeah, that's it.
You know them way there. My gal ain't with expressions.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, get me? They're seeing expressions. She's seeing someone else.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? And that's exactly what it is. So mind your, like, bro, like, whatever you put out there, whenever I put content out there, it's out there to be critiqued for you lot to have an opinion on all that shit. But it's just shit I don't put out there. It's
no
one's business.
Like, if I go on holiday with my girl, I'm not going to do a vlog because I don't want your opinions. No disrespect.
Yeah.
But I don't need that.
Yeah,
you know, that's not for you.
Like,
this is my personal life. Facts. Like, and you get me? And I never got into this for you lot to see everything that I was doing.
100%.
You get me? I got into this to show you lot
what
the stuff I enjoy.
Me,
do you know what I'm saying? Which I could put on, you know what I'm saying? But it ain't ever personal like that.
100%. That's what it is, bro. Nah, you know what I'm saying? And that's the problem with a lot of these guys. Like, obviously, Rashi had a very public engagement with the picture and all the razzmatazz and all these things and the big hearts and the petals all over the floor. So, obviously, if a man see that and then he sees man with a gal at 5 a.m, it's almost like he has to announce that he ain't with his gal no more before that happens, or else then people start painting a picture of him.
Could have been his sister, to be fair.
Nah, it definitely wasn't. You know, like that. 5 o'clock in the morning, holding hands, blood. You know them, man.
And what's happening with this takeover? Is it happening or what, blood?
It is. However, what a lot of people are getting twisted is
it the Saudis now?
Qataris.
Qataris? Yeah. So it's Eric Ten Hag then?
Yeah, bruv, it's the Qataris.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? But you know what it is, yeah, with this takeover? Everyone's comparing it to the Chelsea one. They're thinking it's taking too long. But no, takeovers take long. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, even with Newcastle, their takeover took a while. The thing is, the reason why the Chelsea one was so quick is because of all the politics with Russia and all of that, and they sanctioned Abramovich and told him he had to sell it by a certain date, so the government rushed it through. Man United's one isn't like that. So, like, it was a hostile takeover in a sense, so that's why it was so quick. So everyone's like, oh, why is the United one taking so long? Chelsea one didn't. Bruv, the Glazers, when they were taking over, it took long as well.
The only news out of United is Phil Jones leaving, bro.
Has he actually left?
Yeah, he's gone.
Oh, his contract's finally up.
He's gone.
Yeah, because
I swear Gundogan's gone as well from City.
his contract's expired, but there's rumours that they might still give him another one.
Yeah, but there's rumours like Gregory Isaacs, but he's gone, blood. If no. anyone comes in, Barca, I'm here in Barcelona.
I think he's going to go end up at Barcelona anyway.
Arsenal.
On a free... He's ending up at Barcelona on a free transfer.
Hey, Arsenal, they'll sign troops before Gundogan, bro.
You know, you'll end up at Al Sattam, you get me, in
talking
Saudi
of Saudi Arabia.
Arabia,
bro, let's talk about Saudi Arabia because, yo, a lot of players are going there. They just signed Neves, bro.
And Mahrez. Young not Mahrez, sorry,
nah,
Ziyech.
Yeah, Ziyech. Ziyech, Neves, Kante, Koulibaly's looking to be going there. Do you know what I mean?
That league's going to be decent.
Benzema.
Yeah. That league's going to be decent for like 2 years.
CR7.
the league's going to be decent for like 2 years. You know them ones. Like the Saudis are throwing money at it, which is great. However, because of the climate and stuff like that, it's hot, bruv. Ain't no one trying to live in the desert, bruv. You know, like that. It's one of them ones where, like, even Dubai, I know people that live in Dubai, yeah, and they leave in the summer. 100%. Like, they don't want to stay there. It's too hot, blood. 100%. You know them ones. So I don't know if man are going to want to live long term here in Saudi Arabia. I think that people will go there for a couple seasons, make their retirement fund and dip. You know them ones there. Like, I can't see any longevity in the quality of the league.
Can't we just go Dubai, bruv? Tax free, bruv, and then just come back in the summer, blood. Actually, nah, I smoke weed, blood. I can't do that.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I'm saying.
I can give it up.
I don't know if you could.
What do you mean, blood? Smokey from Friday gave it up, blood. He found the Lord. Chris Tucker. Bruv, that's why he wasn't in Friday.
Bruv, man said give up weed for like, what, 8 months of the year?
Bro, the bag.
But bro,
I could be a millionaire in 1 year, bruv. I can come back.
I guess.
Before, innit?
I guess. I got links over there anyway, like to do whatever we need to do in Dubai. You know what I'm saying? So it's a mad thing.
Yeah, nah. I got a Zoot waiting for me outside still. I'm not going to we'll think about it.
But it's one of them ones where, like, people leave there that live there because it's hot, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I just think the lifestyle, I don't think that they can convince people to live there long term.
I could live there long term.
I think it's a 2 year thing.
Kids and that out there.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. And that's why it will be harder to attract younger players that don't already have a family. Because do you really want to raise your family out there? No disrespect if you're not from that culture.
Yeah, that's you probably it. It's not don't. No disrespect. It's just it's different from what you're used to.
No, because I'm sure it's a beautiful country. Like, I ain't been there and I will.
And I love Dubai. And I will when go. When I go there, it's fam, it's like the safest country.
But Dubai is different, isn't it? Like, Saudi is becoming more westernized, obviously, but like with Saudi,
I met some Saudi girl in Dubai.
Everything's changing slowly and they're trying to open it up. They got the boxing there and all these other things. So obviously, like, it's becoming more westernized and it's going to be easier for people from the West to settle there long term. However, do you know what I mean? It's still in a transitional period at the moment where people that aren't from there, like, if you want to go there, like, for instance, like, they said they changed the law so Ronaldo can live with his missus. Because if you're not married, you can't live with your gal. So if you're a young player and you got your gal and you're not married and these things, she can't live with you and that. Like, that's a deal breaker. Do you understand? So there's certain things where I don't think that it's ready yet for younger players to go over there.
Yeah, it's like Dubai as well, I believe. I think Dubai's like that too, bro.
Not so much now. No. You know what I'm saying? Not so much now. Dubai is super lax now with a lot of things. But it took time for it to get that way. Do you understand? So because of that, with the Saudi thing, it's going to be harder to attract younger players that are coming into their prime and stuff because they're going to think more about social life. Man want to go out, draw gal, do all these things. And what, but gal ain't your wife, can't take her home and that later.
This episode of Bant Sports Ooze is sponsored by Manscaped. Manscaped is dedicated to helping you increase your confidence and level up your full body grooming game with the Performance Package 4.0. The kit comes with the Lawnmower 4.0, a waterproof cordless body trimmer, and a ton of other liquid formulations to round out your grooming routine. Whenever you're trimming, this is the best trimmer on the market. It features a ceramic blade designed to cut hair on loose skin and to reduce grooming accidents thanks to advanced skin-safe technology. The Performance Package also comes with the Manscaped Crop Preserver, Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver, Ball Toner and Anti-Chafing Deodorant and Moisturizer. Because we all know how painful chafing can be when you're wearing a bathing suit all day. And last, not to mention, the ultimate nose hair trimmer, the Weed Whacker 2.0. You also get two free gifts, the Shed Travel Bag, $39, and the patented High Performance Reduce Chafing Manscaped Boxers. And that's not all, fam. I'm giving you the chance to get 20% off. All of that, all of that, all of that. 20% off at manscaped.com. All you need is the code OOZE, fam. Yeah? The code OOZE. O-O-Z. And I'm telling you, yeah, your balls will be smelling fly. And you'll be using at the end of the night, Mike G. Gang business.
Say no more, blood. Well, let's move on from the football, blood. You know what I mean? Let's just park that there. Blood, did you see the Chris Eubank Sr. interview with TalkSport, blood? When he threw Eubank Jr. under the bus, blood. Called him a charlatan, blood. Do you know what I mean? You didn't see it. Fam, he threw him under the bus.
Their relationship's weird, blood.
I can't believe it because he was like, oh, he said that he was telling people that he walked away, this, that, and the other. Apparently, Eubank Jr. wrote him a letter telling him that he's doing it his way and this, that, and the other, rah, rah, rah. Like, fam, their relationship's crazy. Bro, it was crazy when I saw it, bro. And he had a big little run as well, blood. Remember I said to you, yeah, if I ever met Chris Eubank, I'd ask him why he speaks like that, yeah? Mm. He answered the question, blood. He said that he didn't have a mother growing up in his life. The one woman I had in my life was Queen Elizabeth. She was it for me. She was the standard that you should look up to. So when I speak like this and people think, why am I speaking in perfect English? This is my country. Bro, I'm telling you, fam, I saw the full thing, but he had a big run about how he speaks. Like he swallowed either a Collins dictionary or I'm not even going to say that, blood. Yeah. I was going to say Rory Jennings is.
Yeah, I hate
you. Yeah, he's David, Arsenal's goalkeeper. No. You know that right there? Yeah, let's just say that. Yeah, yeah. Man swallowed Rory Jennings, David, Arsenal's goalkeeper, blood. That's how he speaks. Do you know them right there? And yeah, ain't nothing wrong with speaking, you know what I mean? How you speak, yeah, but it's just how you carry yourself, blood. Do you know them right there?
Bro, like, you know what it is? There's something wrong with him, innit? Like, it's one of them ones, respectfully, because I like him, innit? But it's one of them ones where, like, I've met him and Junior, and it's one of them ones where Junior's always wanted to be his own man, innit? Mm. And the thing is, his dad is such a big personality, such a showman, and all these things. Like, I can understand why Junior's like, listen, I want to be my own man. I want to do it my own way. I don't want to be in your shadow. Like, I don't want you to be dictating what I should and shouldn't do in X, Y, Z. Because he didn't even want Junior to box in the first place. Mm. Like, Junior wanted to be a boxer. He didn't want him to be a boxer. So it was one of them ones where, like, as a parent, you have to understand that your child's life is their life. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't matter about the life that you want for them, yeah? It's their life. They are adults.
Let me add to this, yeah? Do you know what else? This is why I switched on him as well. Man asked him what his favourite day of his life was. You know, the best day of his life. You get me? You know he's got kids. He's got...
Yeah.
He said that the moment he stood there, I don't know, some Queen Summit, blood. Something about David Beckham wasn't invited. Something happened in this country and he was standing at the front of the bus, blood. You get me? And then he tried to relate it to art. Rosa Parks was the reason why I was there, blood. You know them way there. But, yeah.
Like, this guy's chatting shit, innit? Like, it's just one of them ones where I'll be just, real, yeah? Like,
I don't know, blood.
As a parent, yeah? And obviously, I'm not one. But, you know what I mean? If I do become a parent at some point, yeah? It's one of them ones where I know that my kids don't owe me shit. They didn't ask to be here.
Yeah.
You know them ones. They're their own people. They're going to make their own decisions. I shouldn't expect anything of them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I shouldn't expect them to do anything for me. Yeah. And I shouldn't expect them to do anything for themselves. All I could do is raise them the best way I can and hope they make the right decisions for themselves. Do you understand? I ain't going to tell them what to be, how to be, and all these other things. And, bruv, he don't get that, bruv. And this is just what it is. And this is the problem. Because he's had so much success and he's got so much status and stuff like that, he's even named his son after him. I'd never name my son after me, bro, because I think that's one of the most vain things that you can do. It's like he's his own person. He's a different person. Give him his own identity. Do you know what I'm saying? So all of these things, like the fact that you've named your son after you, blood, it's like you want him to carry on living your life. Nah, bro, it's his life. Do you know what I'm saying? Leave him alone, cuz.
Man said him a charlatan.
Do you know what I mean? So it's just like deep, Junior, blood, wants to do whatever he wants to do. But then at the same time, like, obviously, Junior's a lot more flamboyant and flashy and like was hanging out with like the Mayweathers and does the money thing and all that. But bro, you learned that from you, blood, because you were the one that was flipping over the rope and doing, you know what I mean, the flashy shit. Maybe it wasn't with the jewelry, but you was always an entertainer. You was always a showman. Do you know what I mean? But he's from a different generation, so he's doing it in a different way. So you've built this monster. Do you know what I'm saying? And now when he's telling you to fuck off, you can't take it. Do you know what I mean? And this is just what it is. So it's kind of like, just let
me know. I was there in the military outfit as well, you know, with a badge and that. I don't know if the Queen gave him that too.
This guy not serious, bro. You know what I mean?
Couldn't believe it.
Imagine if that was your dad, yeah, showing himself up on TV. You'd get fed up of him as well. You'd be like, bro, this guy's embarrassing me.
Listen, bro, that brad is in a celebration.
And I'm named after him as well.
I'm not going to name the chocolate, blood. Yeah. And wait there. That's all I'm saying. I don't care, blood. Nah, I don't care. Nah, big man
nah,
team.
You would be like, yo, this brother's embarrassing me, bro. Do you know what I'm saying? And the thing is, I've got his name, so I can't even escape him.
Yeah.
You know, like that. And the thing is, yeah, like, I know, yeah, that deep down he feels like he means well, innit? But he's doing a lot of damage, blood.
Yeah,
do you know
man.
What I'm saying? And that's what it is. A man just needs to leave Junior to just do his thing, bro.
No, I hear that still. Let's move on, blood. Do you hear about Conor McGregor knocking out that Miami mascot and that?
Yeah, he hurt him. He hurt him by accident. It was.
Bro, he banged him twice.
It was a planned skit, but he was only meant to hit him once. Then he hit him when he was on the floor.
Yeah, because of the amount of whiskey and coke that he's taking, blood. You get me? Coke and McGregor, blood. You get me?
He is an absolute moron.
Listen, bro, I'm telling you, the amount of coke this brad has had there, I'm telling you, fam, it's absolutely crazy.
Man's had more coke than the Christmas adverts.
Yeah, I'm telling you,
bro.
Pepsi must be kryptonite to him, the amount of coke he's had.
The holidays are coming, blood. You know, that man's had a lorry full of coke,
that Johnson's, bruv, that bruh. Powder, blood, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, Conor McGregor, what an absolute waster, bro.
Yeah, bruv.
You know what I'm saying? And
bruv, have you seen his interview? Blood, I saw an interview him the other day, yeah? Blood, I'm telling you, bro. I don't know if he had Tarzan in his mouth, but his jaw was swinging, blood. He was like, yeah, Ariel Helwani.
That was him and Tyson Fury, blood. That's one thing
yeah, did you
in
see,
common, yeah.
Bruv, did you see the...
jaws swinging, bro.
Tyson Fury, blood. Bruv. Blood, did you see... Bruv, him and True Geordie are going back and forth, blood.
Yeah,
True Geordie cooked Conor McGregor,
but the
blood.
Thing is, yeah, it's like... Yeah, True Geordie went after him, yeah, and it's just like, bro, they should just meet up. You know, them ones there. And then man get, but then Geordie gets knocked out. This is the problem, isn't
it? Yeah, or like, choked out. One
but this
two.
Is what I'm saying. So I am not... Like, literally, man's not saying man will fight Conor McGregor. I'm saying this guy is an idiot. But
when you're
going,
like going
back and
him.
Forth on Twitter with man or something, it's like, are you going to fight him? Because if you're not, shut up. You know what I mean? That's
bro, Jordy said he'll pick him up. Blood, he goes, I'm twice the size of him. I'll
so
pick him
what?
Up.
So what? He'll
bro, he
spin
said he
your jaw.
With, he said he sleeps with women bigger than Conor McGregor.
That's funny still. However, like, bro, I'll be real. Size don't matter, yeah, in a street fight. You know them ones. This guy has got registered weapons as hands.
Yeah, but
bro.
That's what I said.
He'll punch
people
you in
go
your
gym
jaw
to look
and
frightening,
sleep.
But who's fist fighting, blood?
Bro,
you know?
Conor
damn,
McGregor
blood.
Would knock man into next fucking what the into the metaverse, bruv.
Mm-hmm.
Like don't hear about this size stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Don't let the size fool you, bro. Like, do you know what
and
I mean?
And he got a fight soon as well.
Ooh, Conor, yeah. But it's like you even
scrub,
look at
like.
These men that are welterweights and stuff like that. Guys like Floyd that fought at welterweight and that. That's not the weight they walk around at.
Mm.
You know them ones. Conor McGregor's not walking around at that weight. Conor McGregor's walking around heavier than me. Do you know what I mean? Don't ever get it twisted. So when man are like, oh, Conor McGregor's small and that. Yeah, maybe when he's fight ready.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? But this man's weight drained about 20 pounds. Maybe more than that.
100%.
This bro's walking around heavy. So don't think, nah, bro. Listen, Conor McGregor's a moron. Do you know what I mean? But if you're on Twitter going back and forth with man, bro, he's the kind of guy that will pull up, blood. Mm. You know them ones. So man just need to be careful.
All
you
right.
know like that.
Let's move on from that, blood. Quickly, did you see the Floyd Mayweather John Gotti thing, blood?
Yes.
Bro, little
bruv, Floyd caught man with the right hook, blood. Had man
he gave him
the fucking
biscuits and gravy. Like Jesse and Festus.
Bro.
Man gave him the biscuits and gravy, fam.
Man done the stanky leg when he hit him. You know what was mad? You know what I loved about it? Yeah, you could see it in slow motion.
Mm.
After Floyd caught him with the right hook, yeah, my man realised where he was. He was like, bruv. Someone hold me back quick. You know what I mean? Man started acting up. As soon as I saw Floyd go into the high guard, I knew he was ready. And he just hit man right hook. Boom. Mm-hmm. And you see man just fall back and then stagger forward. Then he kind of looked back like, someone hold me back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, bro, when he got hit with that, oh my Lord. That's when he realized.
I thought he was looking for the gunman on the roof.
Bruv,
like,
he
you know,
might be an
there.
Old man, but he's still... fucking Floyd Mayweather.
And then you got man like KSI saying that he thinks he can knock Floyd Mayweather out, blood.
He just wants
with
to
what
pay
chloroform,
him.
Blood? You're going to have to put dip
I don't
the
know,
glass with some chloroform.
Bruv, he might spike a bottle of Prime or something. That's the only
you know
way
what
you're
I'm
knocking
saying?
Out Floyd, bruv.
An elbow, fam. Bruv. An elbow from the goat.
You know
blood.
Like that, bro. It's one of them ones where what's his name couldn't even knock him out. Logan Paul. And Logan's bigger, bro.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Than KSI, so... There's no chance, bro. Like, Floyd knocked man out and was holding him up. So, listen.
That's what it was. He was. That's what I'm saying. He was laid out, fam.
He's laid
bro, imagine
up.
Knocking man out and then you're holding him up. Like, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, he said, yo, bro, we need to get this money, bro. Wake up.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what
he's like.
He's like, wake up,
you know what I mean? Anyone got a bottle of water?
Yeah, that's it, bro. Fam. So, Like, now KSI is going to say that, but I think the world are waking up to KSI anyway as a boxer. You know them ones. Even Tommy Fury's like, listen, I'll fight this guy tomorrow. When don't need Thomas a training camp. Engine, he's like, I don't need a training camp for this
all
guy.
All arms, bruv. That's how I know. He should have never been in soccer aid, bro. You know what I mean? That guy's all arms, bruv. Man walks like this, blood, and then you thought he could use his foot.
Bruv, he'll knock KSI out, Tommy Fury, for sure. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think that fight gets made. I think Jake Paul knocks him out as well. Bruv, I just think that people are starting to see, innit? Like, that YouTube boxing thing, like, it's dying down now, innit? Like, the novelty's starting to wear off, innit? Like, what was I watching? I was watching some podcast and someone compared YouTube boxing to a celebrity sex tape. He was like, he was like, listen, yeah, it creates big buzz, yeah, the sex is shit, yeah, you get bored of it, the novelty wears off. You know them ones, dead sex, like, do you know what I mean? And it's just like, oh, you get excited because of who the celebrity is, but then you watch the tape, it's a shit sex, blood. And that's it. We're bored of it now.
Yeah.
You know them ones then. People don't care about sex tapes now the way they did when Kardashian's thing dropped.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Now things, sex tapes are dropping and no one talks about it. Someone's like, oh, someone's iCloud got hacked, so what? And that's what YouTube boxing's turning into. It's like, at the beginning, it was like, yeah, KSI, Logan Paul, all of this. But now people are just like, bro, we don't care about this like that no more.
No,
do you know what I mean? Like, bro, after, like, say KSI does fight Jake Paul, after that, then what? Nothing. Not that man are just fighting all these
Paul's
guys
lost
that
the fucking Tommy Fury
and he lost
Spanner in the works,
but there you go, but now
I mean,
he's fighting Nate Diaz but like,
but
no one really
to
cares
watch that, blood?
Well, exactly,
Nate Diaz, who wants to watch that?
But
I seen that guy just gets beaten up by everyone,
but this
Diaz,
one he just gets busted open, yeah, he's got all that scar tissue on his face, so
that's what I'm saying, like John Moxley, blood, like,
bruv,
that guy just
bruv,
bleeding.
So like, when you look at it, it's
that
like
that guy raises eyebrows and start bleeding.
The novelty is wearing off. That is why they like, I think Jake's just trying to make as much money as possible now, isn't it, before it dies out, bro, because that man ain't got no long. I'll be surprised this time next year if people give a shit.
Yeah. Well, boy, the only other thing in the news that I've been watching, have you been watching the YNW Melly trial, blood?
No.
You didn't? You know who that is? The American. I got murder on my mind. MK47, Glocks 11, Glocks 9. You ain't heard that tune, blood? I got murder on my mind.
I don't
mind.
Know who that is,
brother, brother that made the tune Murder on My Mind and then... He's up for court, yeah, for smoking his two brethren, blood. YNW Juvie and YNW Sack
Chaser.
And
what, they're using the song against him?
Bro, how's
my
brother's name Sack Chaser, you know? Bro, listen, yeah? You don't know the story.
Nah,
so
bro.
Apparently, yeah, him and his brethren, so he's driving, so him and his brethren pulled up to the police, yeah, saying that there was a drive-by in it, yeah, they all got hit, but no, blood, apparently he smoked, yeah, both of his brethren in the car, blood.
Oh, and then said
me? And
that
then
there
tried
was
to
a
set
diamond.
It up and then started smoking up the car in that, yeah. And they literally, they got it all. They got footage, they got satellite, they got bare different
so they've
things.
Got satellite of him doing
no,
the shooting?
No, they've got satellite of him. So, like, when they say that the shooting's happened, they got satellite of his phone, like, just walking around the car, like, when the man already dead. And they're saying this is when he shot up the thing. There's bare evidence in it. But
yeah, because when you move around, your phone pings off.
Yeah, blood.
The thing, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying, yeah? So, obviously,
there's
two brethren, you know. Bro, it's like... You know what it's like, and I'm being dead serious. It's like you and it's like you doing that to Chase. Like they were school,
that close,
bro. School. Their mums know each other, bro. Melly has got the brother's mum tatted on his eyebrow. The mum's name. Do you get me? It's like family.
Where are they
man
from? What state are they from?
I don't know, but they're in America. You know what I mean? Them man come out the vagina with a gun. Yeah. You know them way there, fam. That's what it is, blood. Like, bro. My man, obviously, it hasn't been proved, but my man smoked both of them, YNW, Juvie, and Sack Chaser, blood. They got smoked. Blood, the amount of blood that was on it. Bro, I've been watching Academics, fam. You know them way there.
So
I've been watching
yeah.
the trial, blood. You know what I'm saying, fam? It's actually been entertaining, fam. Like, it's actually been entertaining,
that's crazy,
bro.
Yeah.
Like, man saying that it was a drive-by, but what they're saying is the trajectory, because, bro, their brethren got all smoked in the head and that. They're saying that it was a face, you know, like point-blank shot.
Yeah, so they're saying that.
They found bullet cases in the car. Where the drive-by happened, there were no evidence, no smash glass, no bullet cases, no nothing. You get me, fam? But they found something in the car. They're saying that it was an inside job, blood.
Yeah.
Do you know them way there? YNW Melvin, fam. You know what I mean? He smoked his boys,
blood. Yeah, because they're saying,
blood.
Bro, because obviously, if it was a drive-by, the cases wouldn't be in the car.
Yeah, I know.
You know
that's
what I'm saying.
He's saying that
the cases
he smoked them and then
from the distance.
They drove
so
somewhere and then
man,
they sprayed from
so they're
back
saying
back.
That man shot him in the car and then came out and tried to make it look like a
they're
drive-by.
Even saying that my man's head will slump like that when he received the bullets in the back and that. They ballistics can tell that.
Yeah, of course they can.
It's
they
crazy,
can tell the
you know?
Distance the bullets come
yeah.
from. They can tell. And also, they can say, for instance, yeah, because he was shot from so close, yeah, and maybe because he didn't try and move, it was someone he knew, you know them one.
Yeah.
Because if it's someone you don't know, you'll be more tense in it and you'll kind of more be reacting. But if it's someone that you're comfortable around, you're going to be relaxed when you get shot. They know all these things, blood.
You ain't heard that murder on my
I just been listening to that new gunner, blood. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Breads and biscuits, bruv.
That brother didn't snitch on me, blood.
Breads and biscuits, what's it called?
Nah, let me tell you now.
No, the name of the tune is called Biscuits and
Bread and Butter. You
yeah, yeah, yeah. Is that the tune you're talking about?
That's the tune, but A Gift and a Curse is the album.
Oh, he's got an album out,
bro. It's cold.
What's it called? I fell down to my knees when a law came. Is that what it's called? I'm on Little Dirk's side, blood. You know what I mean?
Tell you, yeah.
I'm on Dirk.
This brother did not snitch on me, blood. I'm impartial. The album is fucking fire, blood.
Oh, is it?
Start to finish, bro. All the way through, it is fire.
Snitch. Bro.
It's one of them ones. Nah, he addresses some of that shit, innit?
Lucius Lyon. He made a tune for Cookie, blood. He was snitch, bitch. Nah, but remember, he said anyway. You watch Empire, blood.
Of course, bro.
Hey, that was a tune. Hey, I'm gonna listen to that when I drive home, blood. You get me? I might add it to the Gunner playlist. I'm playing. What is the album wavy? Yeah,
ridiculous.
You know me. I'm not even gonna lie. You get me, fam?
Yeah, brother, I stay out of all that shit. Yeah, bro, the album was unbelievable, innit? Like, and it's one of them ones. I've just had it on repeat. It's that good, bro. It's crazy. Like,
blood, if man would listen to Heady 1 and, T on Wayne, blood, I would listen to Little Dirk and Gunna, blood. You get me, fam? Bro, my playlist has gone from King Von to Quando Rondo, blood. And Quando's the one that smoked him, blood. I felt bad, but you get me? I was driving. I couldn't change it. What could I do? It's the Spotify algorithm, blood. It ain't got nothing to do with me, blood. You get me, fam?
Trust me, the
only flag that I got is Jamaican Grenada. You know what I mean? I ain't blooding and crippling.
It's facts. But no, the album's cold and he addresses some of the snitching allegations and that, saying he didn't snitch and that and how... You get me? Man gonna put money on certain man's heads and that for calling him certain things on that.
Who is it?
But having to listen to the album is
okay. I will listen to it still. I was gonna wrap up. I want to wrap up the podcast. I don't know how long we've been going. You know them with there. But the last thing I'm gonna say, you get me? Yeah, because I saw something on Shade Bro like about men. How we should start. Well, black men said we should start going abroad for women. You know them way there. Yeah. Because you can go Dominican Republic, Brazil, and all of that. Yeah. Instead of finding these westernized gal, like, you're going to have to take Novikov and be spending $8 and all of that, fam. And their expectations, but gal coming out the yard without their card, you know, them way there. I had Apple Pay. Oh, it's not connecting, but gal looking at their phone when it's time to pay, blood. Do you know them way there, fam? These westernized gals are something else, fam. You get me? You take a gal Novikov, do all of that, fam, and then you get home and you get me. What's she on?
I've been doing this for a long time, innit? Or they've been going outside of the big cities, going outside of London and drawing things that...
Yeah, man need to go to the Cotswolds, blood.
Yeah, bruv, man need to go outside the big cities, yeah? Do you know what I mean? Like, the only things that's going to have girls over here acting right is either religion, like their culture, their upbringing.
But then that religion could end up taking your arm.
No, I hear you. Or it's if they're just not from ends at all. Blood. Yeah. You know them ones there? You have to scoop some country thing, yeah?
Yeah.
That don't know how buff she is, ain't on some Instagram.
Country grammar like Nelly, blood. Nelly, nail.
Bruv, and ain't on Instagram like that, not getting all this validation from everyone and getting gassed. You know them ones there? But it's very difficult. It's very difficult to navigate through all of these things, innit? It's very, very difficult, man. And someone that ain't been radicalized by all this feminism thing. No, but radicalized, bro.
Let me tell you this. You know, I don't want to, and this is no knock against these gal that do that, but let me tell you this. Me personally, I don't want a wife that when you go on her Instagram, she ain't saying nothing. All she's doing it is.
Bruv, for no reason. Story, yeah.
She's just doing that for attention.
Yep.
My wife could never. My gal is never.
Bro, gal that do never, that have a mental illness, bro. They have a mental illness. And this is why it's one of them ones I like to keep an eye on their Instagram. Because when I see girls doing that, just doing the boomerangs and just videos, music on, just making faces and that for attention, bro, they are signaling to men, bruv. It's a mating signal, bruv.
100%.
This is horrendous
activity,
bruv.
It is. It's like when the hyenas, bruv, when one's getting attacked.
Bruv, you know that's what it is. It's a mating signal, blood. Do you know what I mean? They might as well be spraying, you get me? Their vagina, blood. That's exactly what they're doing, fam.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's that scent, blood. The oud, blood. That's what it is, fam. These hoes, bruv. This is what they do. Do you know what I mean? They pretend that they don't want all this attention and all that and about, oh, they don't check their DMs and this, that, and the other. But it's all lies.
It is,
Let me tell you something, yeah. When they do that, that is them letting the man them know that she's open for business, bro. Mm-hmm. Just not any man, the right man. But mm-hmm. she's letting man know, listen, I'm out here. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, the difference is, yeah, like, women advertise and men are the salesmen. Mm. So we have to sell ourselves to these women. We have to show them, yo, this is what I've got. This is what I can do for you. Because that's how women choose you, innit? Mm. They choose men from what you can do for them, innit? That's mm-hmm. that's what their mentality is. It's not what they can do for you.
No, no, no. Women and look women for a high-value man, innit? You know them
way. Yeah, there. But you have to and advertise.
And we end up with a high woman, blood. You know them way,
but that's what I'm saying. You have to advertise that high value in some sort of way, whether that's mm-hmm. taking her places or mm-hmm. doing certain things. You have to, you have to sell yourself to them. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And that's why it's like, most of the time a man go out on dates, yeah, they feel like they're in a job interview, blood.
Facts.
Do you know what I'm saying? Because you Facts. Have to sell yourself to these women,
a
yeah,
job
bro.
Interview that you But they're not paying you, but you're losing
that's
money.
That's it. I don't sell myself to no woman. I don't give a fuck, bruv. You know the ones.
You know, like when you used to, why am I selling myself to you? Sign up for a football team before it's professional and you got to buy everything.
Yeah,
you know,
bro.
Then we're there. So you're playing for the team, but you got to pay to yeah, play every game and everything. That's thing. What it is. You bro. Get me? That's what it is. We go from that, yeah, to gyal. You
bro,
know them way there.
This is it. Man, them are selling themselves to gyal, bro. And
you
bro,
know why society's mad? Do you know why society's mad as well, yeah? Like, I'm telling you, and you man up, I don't know if they train you lot, because I've never been a waiter in my life, innit? You know them way there, no disrespect. You know them way there, fam. I've never been a waiter in my life, blood. You know what I'm saying? But why is it that the waiters come straight over to man, blood? Straight
yeah,
over
to man.
Because
they expect you to pay, bro.
Straight over to no, man, but they I've been out it, with my brethren. You get me? And I felt forced to pay because the waiter came over
yeah,
to
but
me,
bro,
blood.
But that's you society know way conditioning, there. But this is the point.
She ain't sucking nothing.
But,
you know them
yeah,
way there,
this
fam?
Is the point.
It makes no sense.
It's conditioning from society, yeah? Do you know what I mean? Women are allowed to act like men, yeah? And still get treated like women.
Yeah.
You know them
you're
ones
absolutely
there?
Absolutely right.
And that's that. What it is. Fuck all that shit. Yeah, do you know what I mean? I'm not right, selling man. Myself to you because ultimately, yeah, the older I get, yeah, mm-hmm. the more my value goes up, the yeah. more experience I've got, the more money I've got, the more attractive I am
bro,
to girls that are more attractive
gee,
than you. The older
like,
you get,
bro,
the more man
men,
don't want you.
Men
blood.
Are like Rolexes. Gal are like... yeah, you know, soon as it comes off the lot, blood, the value
depreciates.
Decreases. That's
immediately.
It. That is it, bro.
Immediately.
That is it. We're Rolexes, baby.
Bruv,
you know what I mean? We're
it.
Going up in value, fam.
Bruv.
You know what I mean?
But this is why, but as soon as men have some self-respect and understand that, do you know what I mean? Then they'll realize, stop making all this effort for these girls. They're not worth the effort,
They're
bro.
Not.
They're not, because once you get them, you're regretting it.
Bro,
do
you,
know
you
got to
do you do it, and then you're going to have to keep up with it, blood.
Bruv.
Do you know them way there?
No, the
and if you didn't like doing it in the first place, why? What makes you think you're going to like keeping up with it?
But this is why they say start as you mean to go on. Because a lot
you.
Of these guys, yeah, they go all out with these girls, yeah, just to get them. And then these girls expect them to keep it up. And you yeah. can't keep it up because you
can't.
Was faking it in the first place.
They can't keep
Whereas,
it up.
Whereas
like,
if you act like you don't give a shit from the beginning, yeah, it's a good base to start.
Bro, there ain't no Viagra for your bank account, mate.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Great
can't
place
keep
to
it
start,
up. Like, you
bro.
Can't keep it up.
If you meet a girl and you start doing cheap dates from the beginning,
yep.
that's the best way to firstly
fam.
To know if she's into you for you.
Bro.
And secondly, yeah, she can't have no expectations of no Novikov if you've only ever been to Nando's.
Let me tell you, yeah, but this is it. But the modern day, the 2023 gal, if you be like, oh, hey, I want to meet up and take you out. You say to a gal, oh, I want to take you for a picnic. She'll laugh at you. The modern day gal now will laugh at you in London.
No, but it depends.
In
on,
London,
yeah,
bro,
yeah, you're
in
right,
London.
But it depends on how you do it, though.
No, bro, she will laugh. I'm not saying, bro, man, I need to find a gal like, where I say, oh, you know what, do you want to go for a picnic? She'll be like, oh, my God. I thought that was just so old. I want a gal that will just... take that, like, she'll look at that like it's Novikov, blood, like, because she can't believe it.
Yeah,
do you know them way there? Because she just used to doing the same old shit.
Yeah, but
do
you
know what
I understand is women, yeah, are always looking for the best possible deal for themselves, innit? Like, if you offer a woman to do something, yeah, and she says she wants to do something else, fire for that. I'm not replying. Bruv, don't reply. Don't reply. Because straight away, she's telling you it's not about your company, it's about the activity.
Yeah.
If a woman likes you enough, she'll do anything, blood. I've been on dates with girls, yeah. We've gone for a coffee and just walked around a fucking, just walked
yeah.
around a big park and just chatted for an hour, blood. Because the girl just really wanted to see, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that. And that's what it was. And it was her idea. She's like, oh, let's just go for a walk. And
yeah.
that, like, I'm finishing gym. I was in the area anyway. She's like, oh, let's get a coffee and just go for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
That is girl that are high interest, innit? If a girl's not high interest, then it's all like, oh, what are we doing? Oh, I don't like that. Can we do something? Fire for that, bro.
That's
because
what I'm saying.
You're one of very, very many, bro. Like, do you know what I'm saying? That's what it is, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to understand, yeah? In life, men and women, yeah? The whole point of being average means that you're the majority. Most of these gal are average, bro.
Mm-hmm.
We're not average guys. Mm. So we don't need to prove ourselves to these hoes, bruv. Mm. You know, we don't need to because you're average. Do you know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. Like, I can open my Instagram explore page and get 500 million of you, blood. You know them ones there. Like, in the field that we're in, we're at the very, very top.
Mm.
You know them ones there. In the field that you're in, yeah, you're not, bruv. You're just a girl that has bare followers online, still has a normal job, doesn't get paid for taking photos.
Mm.
What are you doing, bruv?
Mm.
You're average. Mm. Do you know what I'm saying? And this is what it is. Like, they feel like they're not because man lied to them.
Mm.
You just got to tell them, no, you're average.
Nah, hey, that's just
what it is, bro. You got to have
like,
that attitude.
I saw a house the other day and I was chatting to one girl. So I was like, oh, so what are you? Oh, you got a membership here? She was like, no, I'm with my friend. I was like, oh, okay, cool. Well, what do you do? She goes, oh, I'm just finding myself at the moment. I was like, yeah, but that doesn't pay bills. Like, what do you do?
Mm.
Oh, I just do a bit of Instagram.
Man's what? Finding myself.
GG, what world are we living in? Like, even me, if someone asked me what I do, yeah, like, before I signed to Barstool, I said I work for Barstool. You get me? Work with Barstool. Before I signed to Barstool, you get me? I'd say I run my YouTube account and I work with kids.
You know what I mean? You can say, kids, oh, I'm a content creator or something like that.
But you see, nah, but it's like, even when I was earning more money from YouTube than I was my normal job, I still spoke about my normal job because I didn't really see YouTube as anything serious.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I was earning.
When we started doing it wasn't
like,
a job.
I'm not even going to say, I'll say figures. I was earning £1,500 a month from my normal job. There was occasions, you get me, at that time, even though, and it's obviously gone up now, but there was occasions at that time where I'd do a 60-second, like, promotion video for one of my videos and me getting that same amount of price. For one that would take me, like, what, less than, it would take me half an hour only.
Yeah, facts.
But word of mouth, if anyone asked me what I did, I'd say, oh, I did this, because I just felt the job that I was doing for the kids was a lot more important than obviously the YouTube stuff, even though the YouTube stuff was paying the bills, innit?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I've never really thrown, and I've got, you get me? I've always had the platform. I've been able to have enough to say, you know what? I'm a YouTuber. Bro, even me, I don't say them thing there, blood. It's actually crazy. But 2023, times have changed. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what people are. Girls just want to be, oh, I'm an influencer.
Bro, girls just I'm a that. Shit,
you're
bro.
A scrub, blood.
Like, you know, big man thing, bro.
What are you
like,
talking about?
Bro, a girl will say, oh, yeah, like, oh, I'm just loving myself and that. What the fuck does that mean, bruv? You know them ones, bruv, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
You see when they do these little little buzzwords and these catchphrases, it means these gal are broken. They've been ran through so much, yeah, that they're all over the place. 100%. That's all it means. Oh, I'm just finding myself.
100%.
Oh, I'm taking time away to love myself and that. Mm-hmm. Bruv, you're broken, bruv. Man, them stay away from those. Those are red flags, bro.
That's what I'm saying. You get me, fam? Stay away from those.
Stop trying to make y'all these hoes' lives better.
Gyal are taking too many of the man them, blood. You get me, fam? I'm telling you, gyal will go out looking for man that will take them to all these places, and then there's a next man that refuses.
Bro,
you
that
get
turns
me?
Up and
jobless
pams.
Man that refuses that will turn up at 2 a.m. and be piping it.
Bro, bro. I've told man like, this I told story
Dave,
before.
Innit? I told Dave, stop taking out all of these gyal, blood, because you're bringing them back. You're sending them in an Uber home from Leicester Square to 1 a.m., yeah? Messaging them saying, are you home, yeah? And you're thinking that they're sleeping and they're getting walkied by these next man,
bro. I've told man this story before. I've had a girl, yeah, message me at like 11 saying, oh, are you up? Like, and she was like, oh, like I'm just out on this date, it's shit and that. And she got Uber to
blood,
my
I was
house.
With you, blood.
And she got Uber to my
do you not remember?
House.
I was there. Don't you remember? That was the night I threw up all over the Uber. Don't you remember the Bombay mix? Don't you remember? The reason why we left is because you had a... Wasn't it your birthday? Or something
like that.
Blood, we was out. I remember that, blood. I remember. I was there. I know this story.
There you go. And there you go, blood. And I ended up going to link this girl, blood. And after our next man took her out.
Yeah.
You know the ones? She said it was dead. Yeah. She was like, oh, like,
I've done
shit.
That before as well.
You know the ones? And bro, I'd only met her once for a drink.
Gal.
That was it, bro. One time I met her for a drink, bro. And then, bruv, she's calling me to come deal with the thing, yeah? After next man's already taken her out.
This gal came down from Manchester, yeah? She didn't come down for me. I didn't even know she was there. She came down from Manchester, went on a date. Date was dead. You know them were there. The brother, yeah, was paying for the hotel. Yeah.
Oh.
Blood, who did she invite to the hotel?
You see I'm what I'm trying
you,
to
my
say?
My name ain't R. Kelly, blood. You know them way there, fam. I'm telling you, but bro. I'm fucking you tonight. You know them way there.
I thought man was going to sing Hotel, blood.
No, 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 no.
Cassidy, blood.
Bro, oh, I didn't even. Bro, she left me a key down at reception. But hey, man, I give you my room key. You know them right there, fam. Yo, it's WrestleMania, Ronnie. That's what I'm talking about, blood. That's what I'm saying, man. It's levels to this.
Yeah,
them man
there need to behave, man. This is what I mean. Stop spending money on these gals, because, bro, if a gal really likes you, yeah, she'll get in your car and go for a drive with you for free, blood. Yep. Do you know what I mean? Bruv, I've gone for drives with gal, yeah, and fucking gone to McDonald's and got a McFlurry in the drive-thru and sat there eating ice cream, blood. Mm-hmm. These gal will do anything, blood. Mm-hmm. They will do anything.
I'm telling you, bro.
If they like you, bro, you don't need to spend no money, bro. The average spend on a date with me, yeah, mm-hmm. is like £5. That's two coffees. Mm-hmm. That's the average spend. You know them ones there. If it's a mini golf thing, man might stretch it out and spend about £30. Mm-hmm. So that man are going out spending £150, £200, yeah? They're not even getting a kiss on the cheek at the end of the night. And they're not in none of the boomerangs. You man are dickheads. You man are the real life victims, you know? That's you man hilarious. Need to get some self-respect.
That is hilarious, blood. That is absolutely hilarious. But all right, yeah, we got to the end of the podcast. End of the road like Boys to Men. What should they type in? What should they type in at the bottom if they got to the end of the episode?
Hey, bruv, oh, there's too many things that we've touched on today. Blood,
I don't even know. I don't know. What should they type in, blood?
I don't know.
You got to give it to them. Give
what have we
them.
Spoken about?
We spoken about bear stuff. That's but what it's I'm always trying me. To say. It's your turn.
We spoke about McGregor. We spoke about Eubanks. We spoke about bear things.
Blood. It's your turn, blood.
I don't know, blood.
It is your turn, blood.
Bruv, this has gone so left, blood.
Boy,
this has gone so left, man. I don't even know, fam.
I don't know, blood.
You yeah, know, like that. So, I don't know, bruv.
All right, well, just type in gang business if you got
yeah,
to the end of the
episode.
Yeah,
just do gang business, bruv.
You know them way there. Football season's on a bit of a pause, but yeah, you already know the boys are back in town. Make sure you subscribe to Rantzeroni. You get me, links in the description. You know, like that. And yeah, we'll see you soon.